The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Beis Adav Chof Vov. The Gemara clears the Shalom on the Beis Vars Mestapi, whether this Mukta Yesh Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos, Ein Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos, the Gemara first says, Hachro, according to the first Lashon, the Gemara says, Hachro, Yesh Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos, then the Gemara has an Ikadami, which is the way we pass from there, Ein Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos, the state of Mukta, of saying something that something is Mukta, L'chol Ayoyim, cannot be created in the middle of Shabbos. There's an interesting point to make, which gives us a deeper level of insight into a lot of the sugyas of Mukta. We'll touch on a few of the noisim. Rashi, on the bottom over here in Rashi and on the Beis, has two columns of Rashi. So it's in the right column, the first column of Rashi. Rashi on the Gemara of Mukta, Dibra Masim, the last Rashi on the first column. V'id lo yachzu ben hashmoshes v'ade asur. Rashi says, if it was not Chozi ben Hashmoshes, then something is definitely awesome. The Ein Kan Achonu Miboidyan. The Gemara wants to know, what are we talking about when we're talking about Mukta Lechatzi Shabbos? If we're talking about something that was Mukta on the beginning of Shabbos, so what's that to talk about? If we're talking about something that wasn't Roy, so once it's not Roy, even if it becomes Roy in the middle of Shabbos, Migudis Katzoi ben Hashmoshes, if it's not Mukta, so it's Mukta the whole Shabbos, like everything else. So Rashi says, if it was not Chozi ben Hashmoshes, Vade Asun, the Ein Kan Achonu Miboidyan. The man the Omer holds the Mukta and holds that you need a Chonim the Boid Yoim. Boy, Kidixim Bayem Ashishi Vekinus Ashayavu. So let's first say what Rashi is saying. What Rashi is saying that according to the man the Omer who needs Hachono, Rashi means the man the Omer holds a Mukta. We know that this Machloik is Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon less Le Mukta, which is also a difficult statement. Reb Shimon left the Mukta. Reb Shimon does hold the Mukta. Reb Shimon is moided by Gregus with Tzimukim, the Dakhti B'yadayim. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of a certain level of Mukta, but the Lashon of Reb Shimon left the Mukta is always curious. Reb Yehuda is the Mukta. Rashi says over here, Rashi seems to define the Gemara of Mukta L'chatzi Shabbos according to Reb Yehuda, L'man D'boi Akonah, according to Man D'Amah D'is the Mukta. Why do you need Reb Yehuda? Even according to Reb Shimon, the same way Reb Shimon is moida on a certain level that if there's something which is dakhi b'yadayim, the halacha is that that is mukta. So Reb Shimon, maybe we could have the same shaila if that process took place in the middle of Shabbos. You could have the same shaila mukta l'katzi Shabbos. It seems the Rashi understood the shaila only according to Reb Yehuda. That's A. Minei ubein Rashi, the way Rashi says that you need mukta, it's interesting. We understand the halacha is always that the definition of something in its mukta status, legabe, whether we say migudis katzoi kolayoyim, whether there's bosses l'davar also, that if something that's mukta is on top of something that's not mukta, it defines the thing on bottom, also having a mukta status, la'alocha, all that is defined, bein hashmoshes. Bein hashmoshes, Friday evening, between Friday and Shabbos, that twilight zone of bein hashmoshes, what the state of that item was then defines what its halakhic state vis-a-vis Hilchus Mukta is for the rest of Shabbos. Rashi seems to say not the way. Rashi is Vachonim Miboid Yoim Boy. Rashi says that according to Manda Omar, that something that's not Mukhon will be Mukta the whole Shabbos, you need Miboid Yoim. That's not true. You need that Ben Hashmoshos it should be not Mukta. So the Acharonim already point out that Rashi is going over here with what's called in the Sugi and Psochem Nachmem Zayin the Tzad, the Mukta Deraisa. Even though we're Doicha that Tzad, but Reb Yehuda the Islay Mukta held of a different level. It's not just that Reb Yehuda had more cases we held of Mukta. Reb Yehuda held that the idea of Mukta, which is based on the Smakta of a Hechinu Sashay of you, is patterned on the concept of Achona, that things that are not Mukhan Miboid Yoim, it's not just that something is Mukta, that it's in a state of not being Roy for Shimush, or it's Mukta Midaite, but Rashi holds that everything that's used on Shabbos needs hachono. That's the pasuk teaches us. Ve'echinu es hashay aviyu, that whatever is used on Shabbos needs hachono on Friday. If it's not muchon miboid yoim, it's also the din that we have in hashmoshes is if we don't hold the mukzah, which we pass on like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon less le mukzah. It's not just Reb Shimon holds of less mukzah. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the concept that hachono is necessary on everything that's used Shabbos, both food items, both non-food items. Reb Shimon does not hold that you need hachono mevoid yoyim. One who puts a finger on this definition, Machlokes Yehuda Reb Shimon, is the classic Sefer Afikeyam, speaks by Richus on the ramifications of this rashi. And he explains that according to Reb Shimon, the less le muktzah, the pshat is that there's less le muktzah means there is no halacha you need mukhon. Not just that there are less cases. There's a halacha, according to Reb Yehuda, that does not exist in total, in totality, according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon does not hold that things have to be mukhon on Friday. Reb Shimon holds that it's enough that it's defined on Shabbos as something that's royal l'shimush. What defines something as royal l'shimush? The state of something ben hashmoshes in different halachas and Shabbos defines its state for the whole Shabbos. But if you need a chona, the din of a chona is veichinu es hashir viu. You need a chona on Friday. That's a halacha that's patterned on the din deraisa. Even if we don't hold the muktzah deraisa, but we hold that the hachona is necessary in boidyoy. For instance, to just bring out such an example, the shaila of muktzah v'chatzis Shabbos, what we see from Rashi, that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because that's clear. The Gemara understood that in terms of defining the muktzah status, is it yeah royal l'shimush, is it not royal l'shimush? Is it oimid laha? Is it muktzah midaita? Is it not muktzah midaita? That for sure is totally ben hashmoshes. The Miri points out, let's say, that there's no shaila whether something can become a bosel sladomer also ben hashmoshes. Why? Because bosel is something that kishalatzma is mukhan, but there's a muktzah midaita because you put something, you place something that's muktzah on top of it. It's not a chsorn hachono. The thing that's a bosel is a table. Of course, it's oimid l'shimush. But a person is maktzim idaiter when he puts something that's muktzah on top of it. That definition, when is he maktzim idaiter or not, is certainly only ben hashmoshes. There's no shaila in the world that status, that shaila, that status change, can take place ben tzayyar. The shaila of migul l'chatzis Shabbos is in the halacha that a chefetz needs to be mukhon oimid l'shimush meboid yoyim. It could be that if that status changed in the middle of Shabbos, that hachona falls off. It becomes a chayfitz, which does not have hachona. That was the shal. The shal is only according to Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, less like muktzah, there's no makom lodun about migul, about muktzah beemtza yoyim. This might explain, by the way, parenthetically, why the halacha of ein muktzah lechatziyot is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam should have brought a sugya by Richus and say that there's no definition of muktzah that's created b'emtzei of the Teretz, it's not relevant because the whole Gemara is according to Yud, not according to Reb Shimon. So let's say we said by bosses, where it's not a shal of achona, there's no srach of muktzah deraisa by bosses l'davosa. Bosses is only a halacha of something being muktzah medaita. That's a halacha that's true according to Yud. It's also true according to Reb Shimon. There are certain things that a person is maktzah medaita, certain things that he's not. Reb Shimon holds that things that he's maktzah midaita, my dear Reb Shimon, begroges v'tzimukim tedachi v'yadayim, that he's taka maktzah midaita. So it's possible that the status of maktzah midaita only takes place ben hashmoshes. So according to Reb Shimon, there's no shayla. Let's take this a step further. The Gemara of Behemshich, really going into the topic of Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara says that there's no problem of muktzah, like Chatzis Shabbos, when we talk about something that's goyim rebidei odom. The Gemara brings a raya to this klal. If you have a pot that's kederis roischos, a very hot pot, which is not royal akila, and it's on the fire Shabbos, the halacha is certainly that you're allowed to eat it. So that is a raya. The Gemara says that you have to say that anything which a person put into a state, person put the pot on the fire, it became not roy l'shimish because of a ma'isa, but it's roy to take off. Since that process, goyim rebidei odom, is in place, so the fact that right now, temporarily, the food is too hot to be used does not give it a status as not being mukhon, does not give it a status
as Muktzah. That's what the Gemara says behemshir. There's an extra chiddush tacked onto this. The Tezis says in Shabbos Dachman Gimel Amud Aleph. Tezis says even if he didn't do a ma'aseh, we're talking about a hot pot. We're talking about he put the pot on. He created the state of where the pot is boiling to the point where it's not royal achila. That state that he created can be taken off the fire. It can be undone by him. So therefore, since that process is kulib yod, it was created by him, and it can be undone by him. It's not goyim b'dei shemayim, it's goyim b'dei adam. Over there, there's no status of muktzah. There's no bilti muchon that's created by the fact that the food is not roy right now to eat. But Taisus in Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel says that the same thing would be true even if he didn't do a ma'isa, but it's roy that a ma'isa should done to it, where if a ma'isa can be done to it, then it will not be muktzah. That's also called goyim b'dei adam. That's the chiddush of Taisus. The reason why Taisus says this is because the way we defined it, that something that's missing hachana is missing the status of being muchon miboydoyin, that's true according to Yehuda, not necessarily according to Shimon. Taisus doesn't seem to hold this way. This is Agdor, we just proved it from Rashi, other Rishonim maybe. Taisus holds that even the halacha of Reb Yehuda is just a higher level of haktzah b'dayta. It's not the fact that, not a din, we'll say in lamdash terms, the way that Vikiyam says. It's not a din in the chevetz that the chevetz has to be muchon. It's a din in the person's mental state that this thing is yeah, royal l'shimush, or this thing is not royal l'shimush. A person is maktum edaitoi, whatever is not royal l'shimush. He's not maktum edaitoi, whatever is yeah, royal l'shimush. That's a state that he creates vis-a-vis the chepitz involved, ben ashmoshes. It's not a state that's created in the boy d'yoyim. That's a din in the muchon, that the chepitz itself is muchon. So we understand that when we talk about doing a ma'isa to a, let's say, a k'deira, we don't look at it as choyser hachana because you did the ma'isa to it. The chevetz is defined as something in terms of what you did to it. You put it on the fire, you can take it off the fire. That's not choyser in hachana. But what about where a person has a mental state, he knows he could do something. Is that called that the chevetz is considered, by definition, oymid lehishtamshus? It means that you could theoretically do something to change its state and to turn it into something that's royal l'shimush. Taisus talks about a case where you have a sal and there are chickens standing on the basket. The chickens used to roost on the basket. You want to use the basket on Shabbos. So we say that the basket, Taisus says, is l'chayru, goyim b'dei adam. Taisus says, why? Because you could theoretically chase the chickens off. The fact that it's roy to change by taking the chickens off, we'll define as going to the other, even though that going to the other, the chicken hopped on themselves. You didn't put them there. It's not doing it to the case of the Gemara. Taisus says the same thing. Taisus talks about also bread, flour that was bidei a goy, and then the goy baked bread on Shabbos. The goy is allowed to bake bread, he didn't bake it for you. But the flour, l'choy, was any royal l'shimish, it was muktzah. The Teretz is, since the flour was bidei a goy, and the goy could bake, it's oymid l'shimish, that's also called goyim b'dei adam, as they state in Rosh and Tur, based on the model of goyim b'dei adam not being considered muktzah. On a practical level, the case that would be negated to us is, let's say, frozen food in the freezer. Person has something that's frozen, it's not royal l'achila. Person has, let's say, a challah that's frozen. Why is he allowed to use it on Shabbos? Take it out of the freezer, you can put it out on the counter Shabbos morning, 3 hours later, it defrosts, he can use it for the Suda. When Shabbos came in, it was frozen. Frozen food. You can't, there's nothing you can do with a frozen challah. It's not royal l'shimush. The Teretz is goyim b'dei adam. It's oymid for you to take it out of the freezer. Since there's an easy enough ma'isa, taking it out of the freezer won't make it roy. It doesn't have a state now of being muktzah. Again, this is based on the same idea, where even though you didn't create the state with a ma'isa on Shabbos, you didn't put it, I guess you could say you put it in the freezer. Maybe that would be different. Maybe that would be the same thing as putting the food on the fire. Now, we mentioned the case of sal, of a frechem on the sal. Taisus only asks that it should be goyim b'dei adam. Taisus asks that even without the ma'isa, the fact that it's oymid for a ma'isa, you could chase that frechem off enough to consider it goyim b'dei adam, it would not have muktzah. Taisus on ma'isa says something which is interesting in l'halach. Taisus says that there is no state of goyim b'dei adam because at the beginning of Shabbos you wanted those chickens to be roosting on the sal, The fact that you want it, even though you could chase them off, defines it as that's its state, not just b'mikra that way, but that's the way it is. So b'mele, it would be considered muktzah. As I state in Tesis and then Gimel. What we see from there is that anything that has a state that theoretically could be changed, but you want that state, will consider that as defined, will consider that defining its state for now, even though it could be changed, as considered muktzah. It's considered muktzah midas from the other, even though it's something that could be changed easily enough. Interesting example of this, which Shlomo Zalman talks about a light switch, where obviously turning off a light switch is a malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But what about if you have a light that is off, but it's set to go on a Shabbos clock? Picture, let's say you have a light that's set to go on at 7 o'clock in the morning. You don't want it to go on because somebody wants to sleep late, somebody's not feeling well. You want it to not go on at all, or an air conditioning that was set to go on. Right now it's not on. What you want to do is you basically want to push the off button that it shouldn't go on when it was set to go on. There's no, many places hold there's no malacha in that, because you're just pressing an off button on something that's off. The question is, what about pushing the button that said muktzah? Let's say we won't get involved in the malacha aspect of whether that's called turning off electric because the thing is not on. You're causing that it shouldn't go on. It's not a malacha. What about muktzah? Is pushing the button something that's also muktzah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if the light was off the beginning of Shabbos, so the button was not oimid to not be used, because the light was off the beginning of Shabbos, you don't necessarily mind if somebody pushes it. So the button was not muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos. If it was off, the button is not muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos. Wasn't muktzah, wasn't maktzah midaitoi pressing that button. Maybe somebody would want it to go on. It wasn't maktzah midaitoi. So the button does not become muktzah. But what happens, let's say you have a light, that was on. Picture, let's say you have a light that was on the beginning of Shabbos in the dining room. Then it went off and it was supposed to go on the next morning. Meanwhile, you, for whatever reason, you wanted in the morning to stay off and not go on. An air conditioner, we said, was on the beginning of Shabbos, went off in the middle of the night, the weather changed. You don't want it to go back on and blow during the day. At the point that Shabbos came in, even though it's ro'ui to change Ayidei Ma'aseh V'Odom, it's easy enough to push the switch, but you don't want the switch to be pushed because you want it on. In that sense, it's bedoimit to the chickens that can be chased off the sow. But since at the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's changeable, you want it to be in the presence there, you want the chickens to be on the sow, you want the switch not to be pushed, so that creates a muktzah state. That's not called gemer b'dei adam. Shlomo Zalman says that would be awesome. My Rebbe, Rav Shalom Gelber, shlita, in Sefer Orchos Shabbos, talks about another interesting case. He talks about the door of an Aron Kodesh, which is connected to an Aron Kodesh today. Most Aronos are connected because of theft, are connected to an alarm system. What happens at the beginning of Shabbos, the alarm was on, it was set to go off at 8 o'clock in the morning for Shabbos morning davening. The beginning of Shabbos, the door was not really to be opened, because the door was not really to be opened because it would trip the alarm. The question is, since that's a status that can be changed by Day Maisa, would that be considered not muktzah? But then again, he wants the alarm to be on. Says that Orchos Shabbos, that since at the beginning of Shabbos, b'derech klal, when Shabbos comes in, Friday night, when Shabbos comes in, people are in shul, you don't need the alarm on when the shul is full. Not a kunz. You need the alarm on late Friday night. At the point that Shabbos came in, you had no vested interest in the alarm being on, then you had no vested interest in that door not being moved. So since at that point, when Shabbos came in, you don't mind, that would be called something that could be changed. It would be called Gemer Me'odom, and the door would not be moved. So you'd be allowed to open up the door Shabbos morning. We wouldn't say that because when Shabbos came in, the alarm was on, that it has a muktzah status. Why? Because it's a system, because of Gemer Bidei Odom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.